the Man in Black. Galaxy Defenders. Here come the Man in Black. They won't let you remember.
Hello and welcome to Films of Our Lives. I'm Victoria Feltham.
And I'm Stuart Feltham.
And today, the film we will be reviewing is, of course,
Titanic.
The Man in Black.
As promised.
Yay.
We are back again. Yeah. 1 week on. High five.
Yay, we
good
did
effort.
It. Well done.
Real good effort this week,
well
doing
done,
homework.
Son. Yeah, we did. We watched it.
I was not going to bother, but you text me saying you were done on Monday. So.
Is that what I spurred you on?
I only watched it yesterday, yeah.
Oh, I'm such a good big sister. I'm such a good role model for you.
Well, we started watching it last week.
Yeah, we watched the intro together because I forgot that I was supposed to record it and missed the first 10 minutes. So we had a little head start in our House of Garber.
Yeah, lots of
notes. He's flicking through his notebook. That's yeah. Lots of notes.
Lots of notes.
I can't make note sounds because I was really modern and wrote my notes on the phone. So modern.
Yeah, but
which is not true.
Been better than just scribing down all your thoughts.
Yeah, I love to scribe my thoughts. But I couldn't be bothered to get up and go get a notebook. So here we are, modern, reluctantly.
Yes.
Anyway, I bet everyone's glad they know that.
Yeah. Thank you for that. Right, IMDb.
Yep, here you go.
We're on it.
Yay.
Right. They are the best kept secret in the universe, working for a highly funded yet unofficial government agency. K and J are the Men in Black, providers of immigration services and regulators of all things alien on Earth. Whilst investigating a series of unregistered close encounters, the MIB agents uncover the deadly plot of an intergalactic terrorist who is on a mission to assassinate two ambassadors from opposing galaxies currently in residence in New York City.
Well done.
So many long words.
Yeah, that was very wordy. Thank you, IMDb.
Yes.
Thank you, Stuart.
Thank you. Who's in this film?
I will tell you that now. Of course, Will Smith is in it as James Darrell Edwards III, Agent J. From millions of films, obviously.
Independence Day?
Independence Day, I wrote that down.
You might have to check the podcast.
Oh, yeah, see Independence Day podcast for details. I wrote down Independence Day, but I'm sure that's not what I meant.
Well, I didn't write anything, but I would have written Independence Day.
Yeah, well done. No, I did not write that, but that's what I meant. Bad Boys, 7 Pounds, and
Ali.
Yeah, oh my gosh, of course, which I've never seen.
No, I've never seen it.
Oh, we should see that.
I just know he's in it.
If Will Smith is in it, I'll definitely watch it.
What's that one that he's in?
Aladdin soon. That's good. I'm excited for that. Yeah, Will Smith can do no wrong in my eyes. Tommy Lee Jones as Kevin Brown /Agent K. Controversial. I don't think I've ever seen him in anything else. I know he's really famous and he's been in millions of films, but I only know him from this. But that's my lack of film knowledge. Thank goodness I'm doing a film podcast.
What else is he in?
The things I wrote down were Love Story, because I have seen that. And then The Fugitive, because I thought that's probably famous, and Batman Forever, and then I wrote loads of things.
Yeah.
But you know, I only write down films I've seen. So, Linda Fiorenti. Thank you, Fiorentino. Is that right?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry for my mispronunciation. As Dr. Laurel Weaver /Agent L. She is from Vision Quest. I haven't seen that film, but I have the soundtrack because Madonna did 2 songs for that film. And Dogma, and loads of things, but I just haven't seen them. And then Rip Torn as Chief Zed. He was voiceover in Hercules, Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, and loads of things. I'm sorry, I haven't seen them.
Cat on a Hot Tin Roof.
But there's all these people that have done amazing, amazing things, and I just haven't seen them. So that's just my fault. Anyway, we're doing a podcast about films, so I'll probably watch them eventually.
No, because if we've not seen them, they're not films of our lives.
That's true. Oh, sorry, guys, I'll never watch those films.
Yeah.
All right, over to you.
Do we have any more features? We don't, that is it.
You've forgotten the layout, but we do trivia at the end.
Yeah, I knew that.
Oh, well, that's all right then.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Impressions round at the end.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have an impression?
No.
If we like did sound effects now, we'd be like
sound effects.
Sound effects.
Oh right, yeah.
Oh.
Oh yeah. If we do the film that you mentioned just now, next week, I will have a plethora of impressions for that round.
Maybe not then.
Can we do it? Shall we announce it? Or?
Not now. Let's just do this one first.
Okay.
Let's keep them till the end.
Okay. Well, if our discussions about how we wrote down our notes didn't keep them enthralled, yeah. I don't know what will.
Right. So, the film begins.
We should say this film series, franchise, loosely adapted from the Men in Black comic book series created by Lowell Cunningham and Sandy Carruthers.
Is that not trivia?
I just thought we'd just...
Oh, okay.
You know, like when we...
But there's a new Men in Black coming out soon, isn't
there? Yeah. But you know when we did Matilda, see Matilda podcast for details, I really, like, let you all know that it was a book first. Yeah. So I just thought I'd let you all know that it's a comic book.
Thank you.
Series.
Thank you for that information, Victoria.
You're welcome, Stuart.
Okay. So, the credits begin, and we're following this, like, dragonfly.
Yeah.
Is it a dragonfly?
Yeah, looks it looks like, yeah.
And it like, splats on the windscreen, and the driver's like, goddamn bugs. Like... That's just foreshadowing, I suppose. It's not really relevant in terms of, like, you're following a dragonfly.
No.
But the being swatted.
Yeah. And the bug.
Goddamn bugs.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of like foreshadowing the future. Did I say that twice?
Yeah. Okay. I really like that word.
Yeah. So it's a, the car that it splats on is a lorry and it's carrying... It's got lots of passengers in the back, which is pulled over by police.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess we're to assume these are like stowaways. And then the policeman says, $100 a head. So obviously they're taking money to allow
people over the border.
Yeah.
Is that right? Oh, yeah.
I always think when they do this in films, like it's just like a sideward swipe at like the system.
Yeah.
Do you know? Like, it's kind of like the filmmakers going like, we know what you're up to.
Right.
Don't you think?
I don't know. I hadn't really thought about it, but that's, maybe.
Because back to like my media studies days, like representation is one of the cornerstones.
Oh.
And it's just like kind of like there's the law in this, obviously you've got the men in black or the but then there's like policemen and they're saying like, yeah, there are policemen out there who are doing things that they shouldn't. Because there's no need to put that in there.
No, it's not for the story,
at all.
Is it?
It's not relevant to anything.
Yeah.
But it's just like a little way of going...
A little dig at the corruption. Yeah. Oh, that's interesting, Stu. You should bring your media studies A-level in more.
It was a long time ago.
What podcast are we on now?
I don't know.
You've never mentioned it before.
Yeah, well...
Yeah, well done, Stu.
Not just a hat rack, my friend.
No, let's let the listeners know about our qualifications.
Yeah. You are GCSE in maths?
I have 3, 4.
Anyway.
I will get a C one day.
So then Division 6 turn up and take one of the men away from the back of the lorry and they cut him open and it's Mikey, an alien.
Yeah. Sorry, just the cutting open.
So then one of the guys who like pulled him over originally, like presumably a sheriff type character, sees him and like there's a chase ensues between the alien and him. And then there's like I guess we can call them agents because we know they're agents.
Yeah.
It's like the older agent guy. He's like taking ages to get his gun ready to shoot the alien.
Yeah.
Shoots and misses. And then... K, as we will
know
him, because that's his name.
Yeah.
Then blows up the alien. He goes over with, like, this stick thing, which we know is a neuralizer.
Well done. Stick thing.
And resets the other people's memory.
Yeah.
And creates, like, a new memory for him. Says, like, and he's like, oh, guys, that was, like, whatever. Like, and they just, like, whoa.
We had a little singing rehearsal to practice for the intro. And Stu, as he sang, won't you remember, did like a little flash thing with his...
Air neuralising.
Yeah, he did some that with his thumb and finger. I'm showing you can't see. But it only then clicked after like 22 years or something. Oh yeah, won't let you remember. Because they flash away the memory.
Yeah.
So, Stu, you just changed my life. Right. That's just opened up a world for me. Won't let you remember. I just used to sing along. I didn't know what that meant at all. But now, only 22 years. No wonder I haven't got a maths GCSE.
So, like, this old agent guy is, like, reflecting on his, like, career, obviously, in the MIB. And then Kay resets his memory.
Yeah.
So it's like, therefore, retiring him.
Oh, yeah. So then you need a replacement for...
Yeah. Well, I put, like, we've seen that this old guy in action, but presumably there's been previous, like, poor form where he's aging and he's just not up to speed with it anymore.
Because it seems like this is a job that involves a lot of running.
Yeah. And if it was just like his first mistake.
Yeah, that's a bit.
It's a bit like, right.
He's a bit hard on himself.
You're out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so then we're introduced to the Will Smith character who's chasing after someone and he's a policeman.
Yeah, and Will Smith is wearing the most 90s outfit you've ever seen and I love it.
Yeah. So he catches the man and the guy says, he's coming. Who?
Who's he talking about?
And then he escapes in an unhuman-like fashion by running up a building. A building? Jay runs up the old-fashioned way.
Yeah.
Upstairs. But at the top, he's neither sweaty or out of breath.
Oh my gosh, I wrote the same. I wrote, just as a by the way, he is so handsome. And I wrote, not out of breath, not even sweaty. Because he doesn't sweat, he sparkles.
He doesn't. Not
he doesn't
that,
even spark. Well, he's sparkling.
She's gone up, what,
in and out.
Five flights of stairs?
I know, no sweat at all. Absolutely fine.
Not even a puff. Out of breath.
Yeah.
So he catches up with the guy, and then the alien says, well, the criminal, spoiler alert,
yeah,
says, your world will end. And then he, like, throws himself off the building.
Yeah. Oh, is this the eye thing?
What?
The two eye sets of blinkage?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He, like, when he's, like, looking at him, he, like, blinks once down.
Yeah.
And twice. And once.
Stuart's just blinking as well when he says it. Really, like, forceful blinking.
Horizontally.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he just, like, splats on the floor.
No, don't worry.
We then cut off to this farmhouse and a spaceship lands. But the man's, like, in the house chatting to the woman.
Yeah.
Well, his wife.
The man.
He's not very nice, but he's like, oh, the only thing that pulls his weight around here is that truck. And then, like, the spaceship just lands on the truck. And then the UFO drags the man into the hole.
Yeah.
And he takes his skin.
Ugh.
The wife doesn't recognize... the wife doesn't recognize how his skin's now hanging off of his face.
But, like, he doesn't... So the alien is now wearing, the skin to kind of look like the husband.
Yeah.
So it's like, she knows it's the husband, but it's not because his skin is hanging off.
Yeah.
But then he kind of pulls the skin on. He doesn't in any way look like the man he was before.
But he says he wants sugar and water.
Oh, he says, give me sugar. And I wrote down, I know that feeling. sugar fiend over here.
Then I realised that she does actually. She's like, your skin's hanging off.
Yeah.
And then he's like, rapper. Like, pulls his head really, like, tight.
I see, we didn't need impressions around. You've got it covered. You're just throwing them in every now and then.
That's the first one.
No, you did one just now.
Sorry?
Yeah, just, well done. Just natural impressions rounding.
We go back to Jay, who's now being questioned about the chase with the alien.
Yeah, because he says he blinked two sets of eyes in this interview, doesn't he? But they're like, he blinked his eyes twice? No.
Yeah, because this is just normal police that are interviewing him now.
Yeah. Sorry, Stu's just having a drink to moisten the palate.
Yeah. And no one's really, like, believing Jay. But then... did we say he accuses him of pushing him off the building? They accuse him of pushing him off the building.
Okay, that's it now.
Kay turns up and just wipes his memory.
Yeah.
But then he gives him a card.
He kind of has a little... Like, he explains it to him a little bit, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And then wipes his memory.
Yeah.
Which I didn't understand, because I thought, you want him to come and work for you, probably.
Yeah.
So why not just leave him with these thoughts?
Well, I think it's because they want to put him on that thing with clear minds.
Oh, like a trial. Yeah.
So, yeah, he gives him a card. And, hang on. I said he turns up and wipes his memory. He doesn't wipe his memory straight away.
Not straight away. Oh, yeah. No, because they go somewhere. Don't
they go
to that shop.
See Jeeves and ask... Jeeves is like a dodgy jeweller to Jay.
Yeah.
But then obviously Kay knows him as like a arms dealer for like aliens.
For aliens, yeah.
And he like blows his head off. And then it like...
Jay's like,
oh. Yeah, so Jay's like, what's going on?
Yeah.
And like points a gun at Kay.
Yeah.
And then the head grows back. So he's got like a secret stash of space weaponry.
Yeah, and there's a because Kay keeps trying to get him to show the weapons, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I don't know what you're talking about. And then, yeah, eventually does it, but by a button on the side of the desk, which turns everything around from the jewelers into all these weapons.
Yeah, like big silver.
Yeah, just like
guns.
Crazy alien weapons. But yeah, don't you think if you work there? Like, how I would just definitely bump into that all the time, and they would just always change. My cover would be blown.
Well, that's probably instantly. Why you're not.
It's probably why I'm not an alien weapons dealer.
Yeah.
Oh, I miss that calling.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. And then Kay does wipe his memory, but he gives him a card and says, and arranges a meeting, and it's got MIB on the card.
Mm-hmm.
This is a bit I didn't get. So I think it cuts back to like the farmhouse thing. I'm guessing. And there's a bug exterminator.
Oh, yeah, because all these bugs show up, don't they?
Or where... Is that at the farmhouse? Is that somewhere else? It is at the farmhouse, because...
Yeah.
So, presumably the wife...
What, called the exterminator?
Yeah.
Yeah, because... So that's where the, like, Lord of the Bugs landed.
Yeah, so she calls a bug exterminator.
Yeah.
For someone who's got her husband's skin on.
No, but there's loads of little bugs, isn't there?
Cockroaches.
Yeah. So are they just... Because they keep falling out of his sleeves.
Yeah.
So if he's just been wandering around the house...
I also don't understand why that's happening.
Because he's Lord of the Bugs.
Is he then? That's never stated.
I don't know. I just assumed that.
He's just a bug. He's just a big bug.
Why is he carrying around loads of little bugs?
I don't know. This is what I don't get. Why are they just falling off him? It's not like when he shows us his true form at the end... He's just, like, got cockroaches falling off of him.
Yeah.
He is just a giant bug.
Baby bugs? Just carries around his babies all the time?
Maybe.
Good dad?
Well, not that good a dad. They're all falling
off. They're all falling off. If anyone knows, please tweet us.
Tweet us, yeah.
Or Facebook us.
Well, yeah, anyway,
at Films Lives. Please be our friend. Get that in early.
Still odd. Why that exterminator turns up.
Yeah.
Anyway, he like kills the bug.
The exterminator.
Sprayer. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he tries to push his spaceship into the van. The bug van.
Yeah, it's a bug van.
Yeah. Zap him. It's the bug van.
Your face then, you look so confused.
But then it doesn't,
zap him.
It doesn't really fit. You did like the facial expression, like looking round at the room as if people were going to be like.
I did.
Yeah. So, it's just an odd bit. Like, I don't know why that exterminator's ever there in the first place. Like, the wife's knocked, actually faints when he pulls his head back.
Oh, yeah.
And her first thought is to get, like, the bug exterminator out. Because...
I don't know, what would you do if
the man
if
who's
your husband
just
had
taken
just...
her husband's skin.
Yeah.
How did he get that skin off without, like, ripping it?
Well, it's expertly done. They seem to just do it all the time.
Mm. Anyway... I'm not here to criticise.
Because there was a... But it did confuse me, because then at other points I just thought he had other people's skin on. And then I was like, oh no, they're just other characters.
Yeah.
So I thought that the lady who works in the morgue, I've forgotten her name, I thought that he was wearing her skin at some point.
No.
No, I know. I know now.
Dr. Weaver.
Yeah, that's it. I know now. Forgive me.
Anyway, anywho. Jay turns up at MIB HQ and they say like they got the best of the best. But they got the best of the best. They got like a marine, oh, yeah. a Navy SEAL, yeah. SAS, whatever. And then they've got Jay from the NYPD.
Yeah, but he is, although not smartly dressed, they've all got their uniform on and then when they ask, like, what's his name? Zed, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, why are you here? Sir, because we're the best of the best of the best.
Yeah.
And then, it's amazing because Will Smith's character's just like, all the best of the best of the best. And none of them know why they're there, so I don't know why,
That's so true, confident. Like, he says, like, he's saying,
yeah,
we're here because we're the best of the best, but he has no reason why we are here.
No, so. But, but it does kind of just show, like, you need someone for this job, in my expert opinion.
Well, yeah, he's
thinking outside the box. Yeah. Like even something simple as they're all kind of sat in these like giant eggs, trying to fill out these forms, and there's a table in the middle of the room, and then Will Smith's character is the only one who thinks, "Oh, I'll go over and just pull that over."
Yeah.
And it squeaks or whatever, and everyone looks, but he gets the job.
But logically, it's the same. They go into like the shooting.
Oh,
the
with
next
little
bit.
Susie.
And he says, like, why did you only do one shot? And he's like, well, the guy over there is doing weights, and if I'm in a gym and someone come in and shot me, and then he's like, her, she's far too young to be reading those, like,
novels.
Obviously she's up to something.
Yeah.
And then, like, you see Kay is, like, talking to Zed, and he's like, you sure about this guy? And then, and then he says, like, well, he caught up with a such and such. And like you said, he's like the one that's thinking out of the box.
Yeah.
Whereas the other guys are very like machine-like.
Yeah,
and like
regimental.
Will do as they're told, but that's not necessarily the best quality for this job.
You need to get stuff. Yeah, you need to get stuff done, not just follow orders.
So Zed says, okay, your final thing is an eye exam, which is obviously where they're going to be neuralized. Yeah. Kay stops Jay, tell him what the MIB are.
Mm, which he doesn't believe initially, does he?
So he tells him, and then he like walks in, he's like, do you want a coffee? And then he got all like the
go
little
to the staff room.
What are they, like, little worm guys? They have got names because they're in the second one.
They feature heavily in the second.
I think they're in the third as well.
Are they? I've never seen the third.
I'm not going to go on too much about it because the third. But I don't, if you've not seen it, it's spoiler. Spoiler alert. You're likely to watch it. Spoiler alert, if you've not seen the third one, right?
Yeah.
It happens set in the past. They go back in time. There's a young Tommy Lee Jones character.
Yeah.
Who then, not his partner, but someone he knows, sacrifices himself to save the Earth.
Oh, right.
And that person turns out to be Jay's dad.
No way.
So it's like the whole time he's been keeping an eye on him, ready to
recruit
him.
So it wasn't just out of the blue.
But yeah, but it doesn't really kind of add up because in the first one, he's like, he wants him because he caught up with the, But.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's interesting anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Kay says there are 1,500 aliens roughly on the planet at one time.
And most aliens are in Manhattan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For some reason.
Because that's where they were filming.
Yeah.
So.
And basically, like, the MIB is kind of like a customs for the aliens. They come in, they check out.
And then a nice appearance from Lurch from the Adams Family.
Yeah.
See Adams Family podcast for details. I thought, oh, Lurch. Yeah. That was quite exciting. He popped up as one of the aliens, didn't he? Yeah, it's like they're at airport kind of checkout.
It's just a way of keeping tabs on who's there at any one in time.
Right? They say to Alien Lurch, reason for visit? And he's like, lunch.
And Jay's like, so what's the catch? And Kay says you have to sever human contact. Nobody will ever know you existed. And then Jay's like, is it worth it? And Jay's like, oh.
Kay's like,
yes, it is. And he gives him till sunrise.
Yeah, that's what I've made a point. You know obscure time reference. I give you until sunrise.
Is it sunrise?
Yeah. Why don't they just? We've got clocks.
Yeah.
Give times, not sunrise.
The next morning, Jay says that he's in. And he's like, but I don't want to be called Junior or
Sport or anything. And he's like, listen here, Slick.
Yeah, he's always got a different one than like getting him. And then Kay says, like, every skill that you've had before is irrelevant, like, until now.
Because,
like,
Will Smith must have been so young in this first one. That's why they were giving him like these juvenile terms, like sport and slick and whatever.
Yeah, slugger.
Slugger.
This is when that's when we see Lurch from the Addams Family. Yeah. And then Jay says to Kay, like, if like this is nothing to do with the government, because Kay says they don't have.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It gets too awkward if the government involved. You know, how do you pay for this? And he's like, we own patents on certain things, Velcro, liposuction, and other things, but I didn't write all of them down.
Yeah, Luke, but yeah.
So that's how it's funded. Like Jay's just walking around, obviously, like the new guy, like he's like touches that like bouncy
ball.
Yeah,
oh my gosh. And then it just goes mad and breaks everything all around the like MIB airport kind of thing.
Yeah.
and then he's sorry.
Yeah. Then they look up on the screen at certain celebrity aliens.
Oh,
at that time.
Because
he's like, we keep
Sylvester
tabs on
Stallone.
All of them. Yeah, that was the only one I recognised.
Yeah, that was the only one. That's why I said it.
Yeah. And then Jay's like, oh, I knew my teacher had to be an alien. And then he's like, oh, Mrs. Edelson.
And
then
she was an alien. Yeah.
And then Zed. Incidentally, Jay, named after Jay, for Jay.
Yes.
K, named after Kevin, did you say? Earlier?
I can scroll up and check. Kevin Brown. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So what's Zed's original name?
And isn't there an X as well?
I don't know.
Xavier.
Yeah, probably. Javier.
Yeah.
Zed. He's not a Zach. He doesn't look like a Zach.
He could not be a Zach.
I can't think of any. Zane.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. And then Zane is like, let's put it on. And then Jay's like, put what on? The last suit you'll ever wear.
Yeah. I hope they wash.
Yeah. So all of his identification is deleted. His fingerprints are removed. Yeah. You are now Jay. Jay. No. Yeah. no further letters.
Yeah.
It's just a J.
And then he says, I make this look good.
Yeah.
Yes, he does. Agreed. Let's high five.
So the bug, I don't know what his name is. I'm just going to call him Bugman.
Bugman, okay.
Bugman turns up at the jewellers where Jay and Kay were. But there's a guy. No, it wasn't. It was another jeweller, sorry. There's a guy coming out and locking up and he's got a cat with him.
Oh, yeah.
And at MIB headquarters, they're told about an unauthorised landing upstate. So he's like, go take Junior with you. And you just see like Jay's face like, so they go and it's like a car pulled over on the roadside. So they go to check out like for Jay's first like mission.
Yeah.
But mean, what is wrong with me? I'm on repeat. Meanwhile, the bug man's following the guy with cat, and he meets up with Lurch for lunch.
For lunch, as promised.
And they're just chatting in their like.
Oh, and then Lurch calls him Your Majesty, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the bug man manages to get like a uniform. One thing I do find about this bug man is like he's very like covert.
Yeah.
For someone who in the end is just like, I'm bigger than you, I'm stronger than you.
Yeah.
I could, you know, he's going about things like, he could be far more bull in the China shop if he wanted to.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
I'll come back to that
quite,
in a bit.
Yeah, methodical. But.
So yeah, he goes and like puts on like the chef's uniform and comes out and just puts like a little pincer through both of the sides of their heads because obviously we find out shortly
so,
why.
So you just think when you're watching...
He's just stabbed
the universal
in the head.
They've just been stabbed in the head.
Yeah.
But it turns out, when they go to the morgue, they find that there are actually tiny aliens living in...
Well, at least one of them is.
We've never seen Side Lurch's head. But, so it's a tiny alien living...
Operating.
In the big body of a human.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So as the, like, old scientist man is, like, stabbed, he says, you won't find the galaxy.
Yes.
So, back to Jay and Kay... They pull over this car.
And we don't know at this point what
the galaxy is.
Yeah.
No. And it's Reggie, and he's saying, where are you going? And he's...
He's Reggie. He's your old friend. Oh, it's Reggie.
His wife's giving birth.
Yeah.
And he tells...
So what was he out of his... So are they supposed to...
Yeah,
aliens
he's got like...
To stay
it's
in a
like
certain
he's
area?
Well, he was. I don't know if he's violated before, but yeah, it's like they're on tag and they're like,
oh, okay.
Like their parole, I guess, is like they have to stay in a certain.
Yeah, but they're not being punished. That's just the agreement.
I think so.
Well, move to Earth.
Well, because he does say, because she gives birth and Jay catches it
in the car.
Yeah, it's like this big octopus.
Oh yeah, because they're
congratulations. It's a squid.
It's really cute, that baby alien, actually. And then, yeah, Jay is about to say, like, oh, it's really cute. And then he just kind of, like, slimes all over him. Yeah, it's really funny because, so Kay and, what did you say his name was? Reggie.
Yeah.
They're just having, like, a really serious chat about what's going on. And then
in the background,
the alien wife in the background has just kind of, got her octopus tentacles on Will Smith, chucking him around. Yeah. And then that's just a background thing, like, oh yeah, that's your everyday. Well, they talk business. I didn't really follow that conversation, to be honest, but
well, basically,
there was obviously a reason why he was leaving the area he was supposed to go, wasn't it?
Yeah, so they have the baby, and then Jay comes back to Kay, and then Kay's like,
confusing. Jay comes back to Kay, all these letters.
He's like, do you think there was anything unusual about that? Like, obviously, for Jay, it was all very unusual.
Octopus just throw me around the car.
But what he was saying is that Reggie and the wife were so scared that they wanted to leave Manhattan, like, despite, like, that they could get punished
for it. Because, so it was safer for them to leave and get punished than to stay where they were. Yeah, so, I'm with you.
Kay wants to go to his sources of information to see if there's anything. Yeah. It turns out it's just, like, the tabloid newspapers.
Yeah.
And he's like, you believe all this stuff that's written in here? And then he's looking for, like, the wacky stories.
Yeah.
And there's one that says, alien stole my husband's skin. Mm.
So for them, that is the
news.
That's
like, your ordinary man wouldn't believe that.
Just be like, oh, well, yeah, that's ridiculous. But actually, for them in that job, that is the news. So they go to the farmhouse then.
Yeah, they go and see her, and she says, what happens?
Oh, because she's like, do you want some lemonade? And then, so they have it. Then Jay kind of like has a sip and then like, ugh, spits it out.
Yeah, why?
Well, it just must have been really horrible. But it reminded me of, we went to a friend of our grandmother's house when we were children. I don't know, like near teenagers. And she was living with her elderly mother at the time. And she asked us if we wanted a drink, and so we were like, oh yes, please.
Orange
and she poured orange squash, but I don't think she knew you had to put water in.
Yeah, it was pure squash.
So it was just the concentrate, just the squash. And then I took a sip, like, oh,
so strong.
Oh, it was so strong. Well, did we drink it to be polite?
I don't think so.
I think I tried.
I think we poured it away and just filled it up with water.
Oh, in secret. Well done. Us from the past.
Yeah.
Anyway, I digress.
Yeah, so she tells Jay and Kay what happened, and then Kay neuralizes her, and then Jay's just like, come on, you need to do better memories than what you're giving him. So he's like,
yeah,
actually, you kicked him out, and you're going to go do some shopping. And he's like, and you need to get a decorator in this room, because...
Yeah, because this is...
awful.
What does he say? It's like, because this is... Is it like... damn, or something like that. He just uses one word to sum up the decor in there.
One thing I never noticed before, actually, as well, is Kay's out doing a soil sample on where the alien ship landed.
Oh yeah.
And he's like, please don't be green, and it is green. Yeah. So they know that's the bug guy.
Yeah.
And he's like, Jay says, when do I get the neuralizer? And Kay's like, when you grow up. And then Jay looks back at him and goes like, oh. And then he's itching his face with his middle finger.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
I know. He's like, oh, really? And then he's like, scratching his cheek.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. I know, I didn't notice that.
Yeah, so... he says there is a giant cockroach.
Yeah.
With unlimited strength is what they're facing.
Right.
From that soil test. And so we go to the morgue now. And the woman's in there, like, Morgan.
What did you say her name? The woman's in there, Morgan.
Dr. Weaver.
Dr. Weaver's in there, Morgan.
Morgan, on the two aliens.
Morgan.
And she's, like, making notes for herself as well, which I don't, well, I don't think they wiped. It doesn't matter anything.
I know, yeah.
But so J and K turn up, and she's like doing like what do you call it?
Oh wait, I think we missed out an important point, have we, about Orion's belt? Has
no,
that
not
come up?
Yet.
Oh, not
no,
come
no,
up
no,
yet.
No, this is coming up now.
Sorry, if we knew how to edit, we'd cut that out, but we don't know how to, so it's just going to be in there.
What do you call it? Postmortem.
Yes.
And she's doing it like, so Jay's like, she's
oh,
like
doing the Morgan.
Yeah, she's like, oh, did you notice about the organs? And he's like, yeah, they're all there, fine. And she's like, no, there aren't any. And he's like, that's why I'm saying that they are all fine and whole together, just not in this
not
body.
There.
Like, because obviously he's got no like prior
no,
of any of
this. Knowledge of this, yeah.
And she's like, she's worked out like basically it's not just like a body of a human that something's up. And he's got like these two silver bits on his ear. And then Jay like pushes them.
Oh yeah.
And then his face like pops open. And then
not
see,
Jay's face, the
corpses.
Alien.
And
yeah.
then you see the little guy like sat in there. And he says, prevent war. To prevent war, the galaxy is on Orion's belt.
Right, ah, this is it.
Yeah, and his name, Kay says that he was Rosenberg, who was an Archilian. He's from the Archilian royal family.
Yeah.
So then they neuralised Dr. Weaver.
Oh, yeah.
The
first of many.
Yeah. And then Kay always says slugger or slick.
Yeah.
And avoids calling, like, saying...
Ever saying his name.
Also, like, the ones that he didn't want to be called either.
Oh,
like,
right.
He's not, like, Junior. So,
yeah.
He's still patronising him.
Yeah, but just
not
using
in the way
words that
yeah.
were said.
He's like,
yeah.
don't call me Junior or...
Yeah.
And he's like, come on in, slick.
Kid, and yeah.
So we go back to the bug man who's at the jeweller's and he can't find what he's after. And Jay and Kay are back at the MIB HQ. There's so many letters.
So many letters.
And then Jay's like, don't you ever sleep? And then Kay...
Oh yeah.
Zed says
really
that
well.
They're on a 37-hour day.
Yeah.
And that you get used to it because they're on like another time from
yeah,
some
from
other
the
planet.
Other people.
Then we see like odd moment, especially like timing-wise. Like Kay's on the computer and he's like Googles... Or whatever the equivalent.
Of in 1997.
Ask Jeeves.
Yeah.
And he's like looking at a woman who we presume is his wife.
Yeah, he just like, kind of looks at a lady, yeah, fondly,
just like
doesn't
he? Checking in on her.
Checking that she's okay.
And like, yeah, Jay catches him doing it. So Zed then says that what did we decide it was? Archilian?
Yeah, let's go with that.
Battle cruiser that they've sent a message. Because they find out about their dead prince.
Right.
And then Zed's like, Kay, get the kid a weapon. So Jay gets the smallest gun.
I like that running joke all the way through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The smallest weapon, like, available in the cabinet.
Which he's upset about.
Because, yeah, Kay's got, like, a massive, big gun. And then his is, like, the size of a coffee cup.
Yes, it is. Yeah, looking at a coffee cup now.
Yeah.
I agree. It's tiny. But quite powerful, we later learn. So,
yeah,
he wasn't being shortchanged. Then they go to the jewellery store, don't they?
Well, the bug guy is at the jewellery store smashing stuff up.
Yeah.
And he sees the picture of the cat on the wall.
Yes.
I never noticed this until, again, with the knowledge that I have.
Yeah.
There's loads of pictures of the cat on the wall.
Yeah.
And it's on the cat's collar, it says Orion.
Yeah, so you know, yeah.
So, because they were speculating, they were saying about Orion's belt in space, Jane,
Kay,
and
Zed. Yes, what it is. Yeah,
and he's
that's
like,
what
well,
they're
that's
looking
just,
up as well.
It's just like three or four stars or whatever.
Yeah,
it's not there. It can't be on there because it's the galaxy. So, it's not something that, it's not a physical thing.
Well, I feel
on.
Quite clever because I picked on that up on that immediately.
What, the Orion's belt?
Yeah, because he had the collar saying Orion.
Yeah.
With a little
unusual
jewel hanging
little
around.
Thing, yeah.
And also, Kay had said at some point it could be on a marble.
The size of a marble,
yeah.
So, yeah.
So you don't need GCSE maths for that, do you?
The bug guy's van is about to be towed.
Oh, yeah.
So he comes out and just starts, like, shooting. Because he's got a gun.
Oh, yeah, the bug man.
But this is as J and K turn up.
Well, I was going to say, because they don't seem... Am I wrong? They don't seem to react to that, do they?
Yeah, because J, remember, he's got the little gun and they're in the jewellery shop.
Yeah.
And he turns around and tries to shoot him through the glass.
Oh, right.
And he shoots and then fires backwards because you're expecting,
yeah,
like, not very much
not
from this
much
tiny
power
little gun. Because
yeah.
when he points it at K, he's like, like, get out of his way. So it's like, yeah, it's like a tiny little gun,
but powerful.
Yeah. So he chases him.
Oh, okay, right. I didn't think they reacted, but I think I must have gone to get a drink or something because I didn't pick up on
maybe.
That.
So yeah, Jay's gun's much more powerful than anticipated. Kay kind of like, because Jay's like, oh, we need to go after him. And Kay's like, well, we've got his spaceship now, so he's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
And he says that we need help. So they go and... see, like, this guy is, like, in a little newspaper stand.
Yeah, and then there's a man, and then you... Yeah, he looks like he's from Rocky Horror Show or something.
Yeah, he's like, that is the worst disguise I've ever seen.
And then the dog starts talking.
Yeah, he's like, hey, well, yeah, the dog's...
That was amazing.
So the dog's called Frank. And he says that Rosenberg was the guardian of the galaxy.
Oh.
There's a film title in there somewhere.
Yeah.
And, oh, because, sorry, we skipped that, but Zed has said that the Arkillians are holding the Men in Black responsible for finding the galaxy.
Yeah.
And the death of the prince. So they have, like, a certain amount of time before they're going to attack Earth.
Oh, gosh.
This is where he said, yeah, the galaxy could be the size of a marble or a jewel.
Yeah.
And then Jay works out that it's on the cat, and that the cat is called Orion.
Yes.
I mean, there is more about the dog, but
wasn't
we don't really
the cat
say about
in
it.
The morgue?
Yeah.
That was weird.
But it stayed with its master.
Is that health and safety?
Well, yeah. Because they're like, is this your cat? And she's like, well, it is now. It turns up two dead bodies earlier on. Like,
ugh.
Where's the next of kin?
Yes. Please. Where's the hygiene? Please.
Yeah. So the bug guy's now at the morgue because he's seen someone who's like, where'd you keep your dad?
That was amazing.
Yeah.
High five.
And he's like, I don't have any dead. So he goes to the morgue.
That's so good.
There's a guy like at the reception, and there's like they got like a bug problem in there, and he keeps like swatting him.
Yeah.
And
oh,
it's really upsetting.
And it really offends
the bug man. So you don't see what happens to him.
No, but presumably.
So Jay and Kay show up, and the bug. This is where I don't get, like, for someone, why would he be afeard of Jay and Kay? Like, he's hiding under the deck.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, I could really use some help.
So is he pointing a gun at her
yeah.
while he's under there? Yeah.
Like, just eat her and eat them and then look
yeah,
for what
why
you're...
Yeah, why is he frightened of... Or does he know that they're...
MIB.
Yeah,
but
I don't
why
know.
Is he negotiating with her? Where's the cat? I don't know.
Yeah.
I'll
yeah.
eat you.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Jay thinks that she's just flirting with him.
Yeah. Because he'd been...
She's like, I'd really like to go with you. I've got something to show you.
Yeah, and pointing downwards. And he
yeah.
thinks that that's...
Means genitals.
In your...
yeah, but it's like it's obvious, you know, like, to anyone else...
Yeah.
...that she's in distress.
That she's in distress and there's something... She's hiding behind a table. Yeah.
But, yeah, I also think, like...
flirting outrageously.
The bug guy would just wouldn't, like...
Yeah.
He ends up with it in a scrap with him anyway.
Yeah, it's like when something like there's a villain and they explain their plan.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
why don't you just kill them now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
James Bond all over.
Yeah.
Oh, I've got you now, Bond. When this
yeah.
when
oh.
these line of matches all light up,
but,
you're going to
yeah,
explode. Like, just shoot them in the head.
Yeah.
So Jay finally works it out, but as the cat jumps onto like the gurney that he's hid under,
yeah.
and he reaches up and grabs the cat, rips the... thing off
the
of it.
Orion's belt.
Yeah. Mm. And he escapes with the galaxy and Dr. Weaver. He takes her with him.
Yeah. Why does he take her with him?
Oh, well, he does explain later.
Right.
So he wants her to drive him where
oh, okay.
they're going.
Yeah. Where are they going?
Well, it doesn't say.
Oh.
Well, it does. But so Jay and Kay are speculating where they're gone at the MIB HQ.
Right.
And then
so
Jay says about
really
this,
well.
The spaceships that Kay showed him on his first day, which, incidentally, was yesterday.
Right.
Yeah. Remember,
yeah,
like,
the second day.
The original aliens that first landed, which
yeah.
formed MIB, which is, like, 1956 or something. They were, like, on these two pole pillars or whatever.
Yeah.
And he's like, would they still work?
Right. And is, and on the original, was that, was K in the, original. Yeah, I think, yes, really.
I don't
young.
Know. He's quite old.
That's what I was going to say.
He's not that old, though.
No, I didn't think he was like old enough to.
No, but he has knowledge of. He seems to have been doing it for a long time.
Because I couldn't tell in the photos, it looked like a young him.
Yeah.
Or maybe. Was that just coincidence?
Maybe just coincidence.
But then, yeah. So if was it when was that? 1956.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, well, it's 40 years ago. So he's not 60.
In this film. Now.
Well, have they got the ability to stop him from aging? If that is the case, why is he ever going retired?
Exactly, yeah. So
he was married as well when he joined the MIB.
Yeah.
It couldn't have been him.
Okay.
Well, it might have been, but whatever.
We'll look that up, yeah.
So, yeah, they say that it must be there. They jump in the car and... Kay's like, remember the little red button I told you to never press?
Oh, right, yeah.
And then they're like zooming along really fast, and Kay's just like, you need to chill out. And he's just got like some Elvis on.
Yeah, just like, oh, and then that was a good line because he was like, Elvis is dead. Elvis is not dead.
He's just gone home.
Yeah.
Yeah. And because like earlier as well, Kay is. Jay says.
So many
like,
letters.
There's a spaceship. Hovering over Earth ready to destroy us, and Kay's just like, there's always a such and such spaceship ready to destroy us, you just don't know about it. And that's what keeps people sane, is that they don't know that they're in danger,
because
if they knew
they'd be
chaos.
Mm.
So where they get to these like spaceships, as he's climbing up, he's like, I'll take you with me, I need a snack for later. So that's why he's taking her.
Right, okay.
And we find out there's 8 minutes until the Arkillians attack. But like the spaceship like moves in, and there's like a baseball match, and the guy's like about to catch a baseball, and he like, sees a spaceship, and then the ball
and
just
he gets
hit
in the head.
So Jay and Kay turn up and shoot the bug down because he's in the first spaceship.
Yeah.
But the bug, this is where it's like weird as well. He speaks proper like proper. Bristolian.
Proper like.
Ironically, from what I might say, he's like very like human like dialect. Like he's like, oh. You guys, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, really, that's not the quote, but it's really.
Oh,
yeah, but it's like that. It's like, there's like, what are you doing? Like, it's very. It's not like. A, is he not speaking in his mother tongue?
Yeah.
And B, like, why is he like, oh, you guys, just eat them?
Yeah, that's the point.
Mm. Fight them. Why are you hiding?
Why are you hiding from them?
In your human skin. So then he does take off his. Human skin.
Yeah.
And he's like this big slug. And he eats their guns. So Kay says he's going to get his gun back and gets himself eaten. And now he says to Jay, do not let him leave. So Jay has to keep him on Earth.
Mm.
And he's climbing up to the second spaceship. And then Jay starts standing on the cockroaches and he's like, oh, is this your Annie?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and he's like, this must make this one your uncle. And then he stands on them. And the bug guy's like really annoyed about that. But, like, when you see him like that, like, where there's no cockroaches falling off of him.
Where do they come from?
They make him out like he's just like the cockroaches just constantly breeding and falling off of him.
Oh, yeah, I don't understand. So, yeah,
because he'd come out of his sleeve and stuff like that earlier on, don't they?
Do they just love him so much, they're just
literally
hanging off
Maybe
of him.
He's just like the king of the bugs and they just sit on him or whatever.
They just...
Anyway, so he's about to eat Jay, and then Kay blows him up from the inside, and then they're sat there on their like slime, and they've got like the little galaxy.
Yeah, they've got the Orion's Belt galaxy marble thing.
Yeah. So, but when then the bug like comes back and is about to eat Jay, and then he explodes again, and it's Dr. Weaver who's shot him. And then, so they're sat there and like reflecting on the past 48 hours.
Yeah, geez, he's only been
of Jay
2 days
being
in
charge.
The job.
And then Kay's like, that's it, I'm done. I wasn't looking for a partner, I was looking for a replacement. And it's you. And it's like, it's his second day on the...
Second day, that's what
he
I
does
thought.
Not know
no.
enough
no.
to take over from Jay.
Yeah, Kay. Fair enough, train him up. Because obviously us as an audience, we've seen that his partner has retired.
Yeah.
So we know, so we all assume that he's
After
being trained to be the partner.
Yeah.
But, so he wants, because he wants to be, is it neuralized?
Yeah.
He wants that to happen, but... He doesn't know enough. What? So you want him to save the planet every day, do you?
At least stick him with another more experienced agent for a while.
Exactly, yeah. No, it just seemed bonkers.
So yeah, he gives
but
him...
But anyway, it happens.
Yeah, well, he gives him a neuralizer. He's like, days, weeks, years. Yeah.
He doesn't even know how to work that yet.
Yeah. And he, yeah, like, flashes him. And then you see on, like, the headlines on the, like, newspapers, presumably the next day.
Yeah.
Like, man awakens from 35-year coma.
Yeah.
So he's only been in the MLB, so it couldn't have been him.
So it couldn't have been him, then.
There we go.
Yeah, well done.
35 years off of 97. GCSE maths? It's 1962.
So just after.
So now you see that Dr. Weaver is Jay's new partner.
Yeah, well, I thought that was a good...
Good, but good he's there, but like, all smug, smart, me, like
he knows
job. And he's not wearing his tie anymore. Yeah. He's got a new suit. And it's like, well, you've only been in the job 48 hours longer than her. Yeah. Not even that, probably about 36 hours.
Yeah.
Like, one day.
Neither of you know what's going on.
One shift.
You're just driving around with your coffee, looking smart.
Yeah.
None of you know what you're doing.
And then it zooms out from Earth and through our galaxy.
That was amazing.
And then you see that we are just a marble. Our galaxy is just a marble. And there's giant, aliens
just playing marbles with this. Yeah, I thought that was a really good ending.
Yeah, it's the second one's good as well.
I can't remember. Don't tell me because I'll watch it.
About the second one, where they open, like, he's like,
oh my gosh, yes,
he's got
no,
that cabinet with like an Earth in
it. Yeah, yeah.
And then he opens the door and we're just in a locker as well.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. Anyway, that is the end of the film. I'm going to go straight into the Felfometer.
Stu did really well, by the way. All the letters.
Thank you.
And wordage.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
JKZHQ.
Yeah. Maybe.
And I'm going to give it a strong 7.5 out of 10.
That's high for you.
That's a good one. I enjoyed it. It's good. Good watch.
Yeah.
You?
Same. 9.
9?
Mm-hmm.
Very good. That's low for you.
No, I like it a lot, but I've got my faves.
Yeah. I don't know what I gave Independence Day. I'd have to listen it back. Yeah, but I think that I enjoy that more than Independence Day for our second Will Smith.
Men in Black.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's a good trilogy, and the fourth one's coming out, but obviously with no Will Smith or Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah.
It's got Chris Hemsworth, Thor.
And
the girl from Thor.
Oh, she in Thor as well. Yeah.
And Avengers Endgame. Oh, what a film.
I haven't seen any of them. Sorry.
Well, you won't watch them, but...
No.
You're so lucky that you haven't seen them, because you have them all to watch. have we got trivia?
Yeah.
Because we are closing in on our 1 hour.
Oh my gosh, we'll get cut off again abruptly.
Yeah. Mary Poppins.
The end.
Yes.
So the film received 3 Academy Awards. Award nomination, sorry, Best Art Direction, Best Original Score, and Best Makeup, and they won the award for Best Makeup, which I think was
deserved. Actually a good one, like technology wise.
It was amazing.
It stands and again, up now,
yeah,
doesn't it?
That's so. It. That's 1997. That was really, really good.
97. So old.
Yeah, it's so weird, isn't it? I remember asking for that for the cassette tape of Men in Black for Christmas. The song Men in Black, because I thought at the time I should listen to some modern music because everything I like was from the 1980s. And I was like, right, I need some modern music. What can I get? I'll ask for this Will Smith cassette. Mm. Cassette, so
Google
old.
Cassette.
Google cassette children, yeah. Tommy Lee Jones's character... that part was turned down by Clint Eastwood. And from Wikipedia, I found that Jones only accepted the role after Steven Spielberg promised that the script would improve.
Wasn't Spielberg, was it?
Yeah, I didn't know that. Or was he maybe not director, but he was like...
Involved.
Because he always has his...
Yeah.
...mind in all the films. I don't know.
Irons in the fire.
That's it. Well done. I was looking for that and just made up my own. He always had his mind in the films. Imagine that. Like, oh, Steven Spielberg, can you make it just a bit better?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'll do that then. Yeah. Okay, thanks then. Bye. Yeah. I'm not going to negotiate with Steven Spielberg.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you want me to do? Right, I'll do anything. Okay, thanks then. Bye.
Yeah.
Will Smith. He was cast because... I haven't written down the name, but the wife of the man who I'm going to say made it, but that's not properly the words. Directed. I can't think of the words. He did something important. I'm sorry, guys. I'll find that out. Anyway, the wife was a fan of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. So that's why he got the part. But it had previously been turned down by Chris O'Donnell because he thought it was too similar to his role in Batman Forever and Batman and Robin, which I think is true, actually. Oh, David Schwimmer also turned down the part.
What, of K?
Jay, yeah.
That wouldn't work.
Gosh, imagine that.
Ross.
You're Ross from Friends?
Yeah.
Bonkers. So anyway, and that's all I've got to say about that.
Okay. Well,
that's all I've got to say about that.
Do you
want to
do the reveal for next week?
I'm just going to check I've got it right. Is it?
Yeah, let's go for it. Yeah. Drum roll.
It is Titanic! It's been 84 years. That's just a hint of things to come. Oh, I have so many different impressions around next week.
It's going to take so long to watch. I have to start watching it now.
It's going to take so long to watch, and just know that I've seen it so many times that my impressions around is pretty much the whole film acted out for you all.
The podcast is going to be lengthy.
I think Stu and I are going to fall out.
Hmm.
He already looks irritated.
I'm already regretting the decision. Well, so that's that one done. We'll be back next week, probably.
Definitely.
All right, definitely.
With Titanic, what's called? A Ship of Dreams.
Right, stop it.
Sorry. Okay.
So thanks for listening and your continued support.
Yeah, thank you.
Follow us at Twitter, @ Films Lives, @ Twitter.
At Twitter.
On Twitter, @ Films Lives. On Facebook.
@ Films Lives.
Leave Please a review on iTunes or any of your other podcast distributors.
Wherever your podcasts are found.
And
thank you to Anchor for having us on your podcast.
At Anchor. thanks. And we'll see you soon. And these
are the films of our lives.
Thank you. See you soon.
Thank you. Love you. Bye. Love you. Bye. Bye-bye. Bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Goodbye now.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.